Can we just drink it? Do yeah. I have to shotgun it?
Rabbit holes, digressions, and a little bit of digestion.
So if you're looking for a new bald man in your life...
Luckily, because of the bubbles, there's no indigestion.
You just know, and like, they're not wearing any pants. Unpopular opinion?
Get it, because shotguns and dive bars hand in hand, right?
What are you in for, leather lung?
That's the beer review. Shut up. That's the beer review. Shut up.
No sausage, please. Hey, we're here.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hello.
Hello.
Yo.
Who's that?
Who is that?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Who are you?
I'm the voice in your head.
Oh. You again, huh?
Yep.
Great. Wait, how can everyone else hear you?
They can't.
They can. I have little Dilla Dallops coming on my screen here. Yeah, they're there.
Nope.
You're a liar.
A figment of your imagination.
I hate Fig Newtons.
Fig Newtons.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Hit Metal Over Six Pack Podcast. The regular old Marcus and Anthony hanging out with you, and we brought along our little buddy.
Hello.
Our little buddy Christopher.
That's a small penis joke.
Wasn't meant to be, but... So. Uncompelling start. What's up, everybody?
I thought it was fairly compelling. For the most part.
Yeah, we're doing... Oh, shit. I forgot to fucking... Whoops, that's fine. All right, too much multitasking. We need a producer.
I just hit the big red button over here. Seems to be okay.
Yeah, so we will we'll get this thing up and running. We got an interesting show for you. This evening. Dave's not with us, but we filled him in with, like I said, our little buddy Chris.
Hello,
Chris Cleveland.
Chris Cleveland.
Chris Cleveland of what do we call you? Where are you from? What do you do?
I'm from Massachusetts.
Oh, gross.
Disgusting.
All right, good talk, pal. Good talk. But we will start with the fabulous beer that, ooh.
It's time to grab another beer and then talk about it. This is the Heavy Metal Over a Six Pack Beer Review.
So I went a little nerdy today. This is Metal Legion Lager. Midnight Lager with Spices. It is in collaboration with Guild Wars 2. If anyone's aware of the Guild Wars series... Played the first one, never played the second one. But it looks really cool. I guess I can read this back thing here. This is the OMG series. Cooperstown, New York. Blasting Beats. When the feline warriors known as the Char come home from battle, they reach for a cold Metal Legion lager. This brew is a Belgian take on an old world style of the dark lager. Brewed with our Belgian lager yeast, Metal Legion lager has a rich aroma and a full flavor mouthfeel with subtle notes of roasted Belgian chocolate. The beer is fermented cold to provide an easy drinking body and a clean, crisp finish. Along the way, you will enjoy slight notes of hand-selected spices, which include coriander and orange peel. Orange peel is not a spice, just so everyone's aware of that. Cheers to the Char.
Are you sure?
And the merciless quest for domination. I know zero about Guild Wars lore, so that went all over my head.
Yeah,
so
went
that's
all
cool.
Over mine too. I have no idea.
But the can's pretty sweet. There's a lot of shit going on. Some guy's got a guitar, a sword, an axe.
Sounds like my thing.
Snowflake.
You call me a snowflake?
Yep. 6% alcohol.
Happiest sound in the world.
Oh, sorry, that was something else.
Oh. That is not the color I expected to see coming out of that.
It's a dark lager. It's a midnight lager.
Ooh. Interesting.
Okay.
It smells like...
not orange peel.
Ooh, that's something. Oh, we're going? All right.
I'm sorry, that was rude of me. I didn't toast.
Let us gingerly touch our tips.
You guys get the bottom of my can.
This is heavier. This.
You know what? Like, all the things that you described that was going on with this thing, there's like...
None of that?
It's like, where did it go? It's just kind of hanging out, doing its thing.
I get the chocolate, though.
I definitely taste the chocolate, yeah.
I feel like this is more like a porter than a lager, but...
It's got a lightness to it.
Yeah.
I guess you can get away with what they're trying to get away with that way.
It's not bad.
It's not bad at all, actually.
Oh, it's smooth. It's just like all the ingredients that like you described. I was expecting it to be like.
I get
taste
the chocolate
full orange.
Dude, do you remember chocolate covered oranges? It comes in like the ball and like
yeah.
crank it up
yeah,
and they're, like individual
smash.
Slices.
So my wife only eats those at Christmas and only once every Christmas. That's
they
weird.
Aren't they only at Christmas? Like
I mean, maybe I don't know the rules.
I don't think they come out any other time.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're only a Christmas thing.
True story, but yeah, this is interesting-ish.
Definitely different.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, I kind of like it.
Terrible.
Kind of like it.
Chris, you know our rules, don't you? When it comes to beer reviews,
but you have to rate it.
Yep.
So we're on a scale of 1 to 6.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 6 being the best, 1 being the terriblest.
So, being the guest on the show today, why don't you
put it in first, buddy?
So, I'm normally not a fan of like chocolate drinks, mm-hmm. other than chocolate milk.
Like Yahoo or Yoo-hoo?
I like chocolate milk, but
the movie Dune is in my chocolate drink.
Yoo-hoo is literally just like watered down chocolate stuff, whatever you want to call it.
Yoo-hoo is delicious.
Yoo-hoo is delicious. Don't get me wrong.
I'll hopped up on the queue.
No, that's quick.
That's Nesquik. That's right.
That's Nesquik.
That's different.
That's Nestle quick.
But I actually really like this. I'm going to have to give it a solid 5.
Wow.
In my book, yeah.
Wow, you put both his balls in. Nice. Wow.
I actually really like it.
Good job.
It goes down very smooth. The taste is just...
For how much... For being a chocolate-related thing, usually that's why the porter kind of comes out for me.
Yeah,
and they're usually a little harsher on the swallow. That sounds weird.
Yeah, that sounds very weird. Yeah.
Mouth feel. Harsher on the mouth feel.
Mm. That's like when your cheese is toothy.
So,
what the fuck that means? I don't put teeth in my cheese, but
they lost
fuck off.
Point because it doesn't taste like orange.
It doesn't taste
anything.
I mean, they put a lot of hype and for it to taste like a melted chocolate bar, but. If was given the opportunity, would give this a 3.5.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. Because
it's fine. It's tasty, but like I say a lot, I wouldn't be able to drink a lot of this, and I wouldn't like buy it again. But it's not bad.
I'd buy it again for sure. It's just I wouldn't drink a lot.
I feel like I have to play Guild Wars first. So I don't know what's going on.
Is it weird?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Is it weird? I like don't trust it. Like I'm waiting for like something like else to, like come out of it somehow,
like these demon things with
like Dobby or
like Dobby.
No, like
he's a free. Like, I mean, he's dead, but he's a free.
Some kind of like weird aftertaste or like a weird like lingering something, but
it's not. It goes away. There's nothing, which is nice. Yeah.
No, it's a weird. I think lager is throwing me away too. Like I kind of agree with you. Like this is like a light porter.
It's weird. It's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
I'm gonna give it a 4.
Okay.
Because I still don't trust it, but I don't mind it.
No.
Like, I'm digging it. So, nice job, Omegang.
Mm-hmm.
Omegang. Omegang. Omegang.
I think you should just let it go.
Oh, my God.
Get out.
Get
all right.
out.
See you later.
Well, that's the beer review.
Shut up.
That's the beer review. Cool.
Good start.
It's a good start.
We are up and running.
I mean, we might know what we're doing. You want to talk a little news? Maybe have a little fun?
Yeah.
Maybe...
Yeah.
Lick some rocks or something?
Yeah.
Lick some rocks?
We'll skip that one.
Heavy metal headlines.
I'm watching this video of a...
of a guitar.
A later segment, and we're going to be listening to this sometime.
All right, Chris. Word on the street is you have nuts. And I would like you to share your nuts with the class.
My what?
Your nuts.
Oh. My nuts?
Your nuts.
My
please.
News?
No.
Put your nuts away.
Put your nuts.
Oh,
your nuts.
Sorry. They're just hanging out.
Mm-hmm. I can smell them.
Rude. I have to stop multitasking. I'm sorry. I'm with you guys. Go ahead, Chris. What do you have for news, buddy?
So, if anybody, hasn't followed Bring Me the Horizon.
Fake news.
Yeah, fake news. Yeah. So, Bring Me the Horizon actually posted that their keyboardist, Jordan Fish, has officially left the band as of December 22nd.
Okay.
He was, the person who, wrote most of the music for Bring Me the Horizon, so I'm kind of curious on where they're gonna go. But he was in the band for 11 years. He helped with backing vocals. He basically got the band out of their metalcore and deathcore era, and introduced them to more pop music.
Bring Me the Horizon's always been one that's kind of they just push the genre constantly.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean, that they're always as some would say, genre defining.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Which
yeah,
some people can do it, some people can't. I think they're better at it than most, personally.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But
I feel like going to one of their shows is going to be a whole another level of.
They are a festival.
Yeah, literally.
It's 11 different genres.
Yeah, all of the 12-year-old kids are coming for the pop stuff, and all of a sudden Ollie comes in and starts screaming.
Yep. Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, it's always weird when band members change, especially someone who's that.
Yeah, who's been in it for 11 years.
Yeah, and obviously, as you said, is a big contributor to what they
so
have.
So I'm kind of curious on where they're going to go from now on.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll find someone. There's plenty of people. Interesting, because they released some recent stuff. I think Darkside was one of them. Kingslayer, I think, was a kind of a newer one. They've been popping up, and they did that thing with, what's his name? The red-haired kid.
Ed Sheeran?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
That
was like a broadcasted thing, and they was screaming it and stuff.
I mean,
that's pretty cool.
Was one of Ed Sheeran's songs, actually, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think so. I think, yeah.
I don't remember exactly what song, but I know that was very interesting to hear.
Yeah. It's neat to see. I feel like metal's slowly coming mainstreamy. It's it's being accepted more. And,
which
it's
is
kind of a neat.
Definitely awesome.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many bands that can do both.
Yep.
Like Poppy. Poppy's weird. She does a lot of weird metal stuff into
Poppy scares me.
She scares a lot of people.
I ain't scared of Poppy.
She actually just released a... oh my god. It's actually a... What's his name? David Bowie cover, which is interesting.
Really?
Moon Age Daydream.
Interesting.
It's kind of a neat take on it. Which is cool.
I'll take a look at that for sure.
Yeah, that's some fun stuff. Did Marcus, you have anything?
Yeah, I have a list.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I can find. Let me see if I can find.
Santa's got a list.
Because I'm doing a horrible job multitasking today, and I'm a bad host. All right, if I go to this file,
bah.
I have 28 things running right now on this computer.
I
so
it's going on. You get a second screen, and you want to open all your windows.
I want to see all of them. How about the top 15 record labels of 2023 chosen by the Metal Injection Readers poll?
Interesting. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. Let's go for it.
Now, there's 15, so we won't... if I can get it to open, we will do this really quickly. Ish. Once again, I'm doing a bad job being prepared. Okay. Number 15. Look, stop me when you've heard of one of these. Redefining Darkness.
I've heard it.
Really?
No.
Oh.
That's all the record label, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I got nothing.
I just want to make sure.
Yeah, no.
Oh, they don't give me any details who's actually on the label. But number 15 is Redefining Darkness. Number 14, Wise Blood Records.
Nope.
Okay.
I'm curious who's under some of these labels.
If I would have did a better job preparing for the show today, I probably would have looked this up like prior to, but I suck at life.
Blood sounds familiar.
Number 13 is Willow Tip. Number 12 is Maggot Stomp. Maggot Stomp Records.
All right.
Okay. Yep. Sounds number harder. 11, Suicide Records.
Okay.
Number 10, Everlasting Spew.
Okay. Ceaseless Discharge, right?
This is on Metal Injection, so take it as you will.
I'm taking it.
Where am I? Number 9, Napalm Records.
No Napalm. Yep. Yeah.
Number 8, Unique Leader.
Nothing.
Number 7, Transcending Obscurity. Number 6, Season of Mist.
These sound like bands.
Yeah, they do.
Nope, these are record labels. Number 5, Metal Blade. Metal Blade Records.
I know Metal Blade.
Number 4, Century Media. That's a big guy.
I know Century Media.
No, everybody knows Century Media. Well, you should. Somebody probably got released from there.
Yeah.
Number 3, 20 Buck Spin.
That's an interesting
what?
One.
In the top 3, though. Top 3, 20 Buck Spin.
I'm just looking at one of them to see if any of this makes sense to me.
Number 2, Triple B Records, like the letter B. And then number 1, of course, is Nuclear Blast.
They're common. They're from Germany. Okay, I want to grab an obscure one here. Triple B Record was number 2, correct?
Triple B, correct.
So I'm looking at some of their... I want to see some of their bands. So,
Yeah, you do that. I'll look up 20 Bucks Spin.
So, Triple B Records, here we go. Big Cheese. Black My Heart, Brace War, Broken Vow, Buried Dreams, Bulldoze, C4... Candy, Dead Heat, none of these are ringing any bells. Downfall, Killing Pace, Koyo, Madball. Madball sounds sort of familiar.
Yeah, I've heard Madball.
I know none of these bands.
Yeah, they don't ring a bell.
Newfound Glory.
They're on Triple B Records?
Yeah, I guess.
Weirdly.
So that's one.
Interesting.
For being number 2. I mean, this could just be like how they treat their people. You know what I mean? I mean, it's...
Yeah.
Maybe Metal Injection just really like them.
Maybe. I mean, it's very possible. There's plenty. Like, Century, I know, is fairly decent. Metal Blade's...
See, 20 Buck Spin as Hulder, The Simulator, Vastum.
Why does The Simulator sound so familiar?
Because they have one of those names. That sounds
that
like
sounds
every
like
band.
Every death metal band ever.
Yeah, that's fair.
Maul. M-A-U-L. Maul. Mm-hmm. Tomb Mold. Who else we got here?
Some of those band t-shirts look sick, though.
They're awful angry. Awful. Yeah. Gravesend. Fugitive. Ruin Lust. I actually feel like I've heard that name.
Wolf Whistle.
But apparently this was the top 15 record labels and Metal Injection really enjoyed.
Okay,
so.
All right. I mean, you know, good for them. I mean, making a list and,
so we're,
and
we're
doing
the,
things.
We're doing that end of the year thing, so it's list season.
That's cool. Yeah. I have a list if you don't have anything else.
No, I'm good. I'm good talking about this one because I was so horribly prepared for it.
This is bands that broke up and bands that got back together in 2023.
Oh.
I'm just going to go with the... I mean, you know, if I go with the... Okay. Betraying the... Martyrs? Yeah. Yep.
True.
That's correct. Doesn't specify what they did. Okay, these are bands that broke up. Got it. Alright, Dark Fortress. They've been around for a while. Power Quest. Makes sense. Palm. Dawn Raid.
None of these are ringing a bell.
Panic at the Disco. I knew that one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I knew that
yeah.
was a thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Side note. If you had to pick off Spotify.
Yep.
Panic at the Disco's number one played song. What do you think it is?
Oh, I know this answer. It's not going to come to me because I'm a big, stupid, dumb idiot, but I know this answer.
Most popular song.
It's either I Write Sins Not Tragedies or I want to say 9 in the Afternoon.
Nope.
No.
It's Mama, I Made It. Or whatever that one
I'm
is.
I'm a real boy.
Hey, look, Ma, I Made It.
That's their number one song, which is wild, because that came out, that was one of the newer ones.
That was more recent,
yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was strange.
You think just that I Write Sins Not Tragedies would be well over that.
And just only because this list is in my head. And Fall Out Boy, what do you think their number one song is?
Oh, I don't know. I don't really listen to that.
Hey Man, Nice Shot.
What? No, that's incorrect.
Is it a newer song?
Dude, I haven't listened to Fall Out Boy since like probably like 2001.
That's fair. That's fair.
But I mean, think of all your possibilities. Thanks for the Memories, Sugar We're Going Down, Dance, Dance. It's Centuries.
Centuries?
Yeah, I have no.
Oh, you know what? That's huge commercial play, though. I forget. It's like Centuries.
I know.
Centuries. Yeah, that's got a huge commercial play.
1,094,000
I was gonna say it's more than
94,546,000
Holy hell!
Way more than a million.
Thanks for the Memories only has 653 million.
Only.
So it's like half. Only. Literally half. Well, yeah. Yeah.
That's wild.
I thought that was some that wasn't even that was off the book.
1 billion, listens, and that's only on Spotify.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Anyway, so Panic at the Disco broke up. Palisades. I'm not sure who they are.
Oh, I know Palisades.
I know Palisades.
Russ Kaja. The Agonist finally broke up. That's too bad.
They traded away the good
stuff. The Agonist was our first episode ever. We did top female fronted bands. Remember that way back when?
Yeah, Battle Royale.
Yep. And The Agonist actually won.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting.
So that's a very elaborate scoring system that we rate all of the music on like six different categories.
Yeah.
And we give them a number, and then we take those total scores and we pit them up against each other until we get a winner.
Yep. Oh, okay.
With multipliers, that way you have a chance. You go round two, it's like we're multiplying guitar by two this round, something like that.
Okay.
The band Kix, Anti-Flag.
Oh, I like Anti-Flag.
Broken up. And these are
that's a cop out though, because they probably just did a reunion for one year, because they're 80.
Yeah, that's fair. Honorable mention.
They're up with what's his face that we saw, Gangrene.
Oh yeah, okay. Fleetwood Mac, I guess. NoFX. Are we aware of this?
NoFX is doing their final tour this year.
Sum 41. I knew that.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll be in Brockton, I believe.
Didn't they just
August
drop a new song
first?
I want to say that they
maybe.
I want to say that they literally just threw something out.
Yeah, it's like their exit song. It's like, we're going to release a single while we quit. That way we can still make royalties.
Pretty much.
Yeah, no, they the song's called Rise Up.
That's right, okay.
Rise Up, we're leaving.
Yeah, it's a new single.
Everybody stand up and get out.
Show's over.
Actually, there's two songs. Landmines is another.
Okay.
Yeah, they were released December 12th.
I guess that's literally less than a month ago.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It was more recent.
All right, so here's bands that got back together. 3 Inches of Blood. That's cool. I used to listen to 3 Inches of Blood a lot. Big old burly man. Very, very high, tiny voice. Very weird.
I don't think I've ever listened to them.
Algalock. Not sure what that is. Bless the Fall. I knew that because...
Yes.
Because they released that song not that long ago. X-Tall, on that one. Forbidden. The ads in this are killing me. Haste the Day. That's pretty cool.
Oh, really?
I grew up with Haste the Day.
They were trying to do some kind of thing. They were trying to actually fund their next kind of wave. They did not a crowdfunding kind of a thing, but they've been scratching and clawing to get back into the scene.
Really?
We've been trying to tell them we don't want you. We're not giving you any money. I'm just kidding.
I like Haste the Day. A Plea for Purging, Poison Black, Sabotage. That was it for Crutch. No shit.
Wait, I didn't even know
broke
up.
Yeah, this year. Yeah, well, they entered a hiatus in 2017. So they've been releasing their songs with other people singing them now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's one with Adelita's Way. They do one. It's weird. It's
interesting.
Terrorizer. Another big confused of the movie that we watched. Training for Utopia. Wrathchild. That one sounds familiar. Creed. I knew this one as well. This is like
yeah,
a
they gotta come back tour.
Hags.
It's like the summer of '99 tour. They're going on tour with like Three Doors Down.
I'd go see that.
Oh, that's fair.
Newsted.
Oh, like
Jason Newsted.
Yes.
Interesting.
Solo project, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm. That's it. That's what we got going and leaving. That's your in and out. All right, you boys want to play a quick game?
Oh yeah.
All right, so
I get the thimble.
The thimble.
Where's my mouse? Okay, game time.
If it's Mario Kart, you guys are losing.
Yeah, we'll see about that, buddy. All right, so the thing, so what we got here is, can you guess the rock band from just one lyric? So I'll read the lyric. I'm gonna do my best not to read it in the song because it'd be too easy that way.
Oh, like one line.
I'm gonna be terrible at this.
So we'll see what you guys got.
You're gonna be awful.
Do we have like a scope of where we're pulling the pool?
Nope,
from,
it's
or?
As random as fuck.
Sweet.
Okay, first one. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Yes, Alex.
Let's go for it.
She's got a smile that it seems to be. Reminds me of childhood memories.
It's Sweet Child of Mine, Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
Good job. Everyone gets
one
point.
She's got a smile that seems to be.
I'm going to get a little weirder here.
Yeah.
But if you want money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait.
Oh, yeah, I have...
I'll give you the year. I'll give you the... Well, I won't give you the year, but I'll give you the year. 1968.
Probably something like a Judas Priest or something. Or like, yeah, I don't know the song, though.
It's The Beatles, Revolution.
Oh, I don't listen to The Beatles.
The Beatles had lyrics?
Sure do. All right. I've been trying to make it home. Gotta make it before too long. The year is 1978.
Try to make it home. Is that a Poison song?
Nope.
Trying to make it home. I've been gone for too long.
Play it home, also. Don't let us ruin your fun.
See, I know this. I know it. I'm going to feel like such a dumbass.
Trying to make it. I'm singing because I don't know.
Here I go again on my own.
Nope. The song is Wheel in the Sky by Journey.
Oh, okay.
See, I probably would have gotten
If you guys get this next one, I'll give you a cookie.
Oh, boy.
Once I have a love, and it was divine, soon found out I was losing my mind. 1978.
Yeah, no.
I don't even know this song.
I don't either. I can guarantee that. None of these lyrics, like, sound familiar.
You know what? I can kind of play this in my head, but I'm probably not going to get there because I'm a big dummy. It's not Dio, is it?
Too heavy.
Okay.
Huh.
Barracuda.
Closer, honestly. But incorrect.
Heart?
Nope.
Damn it. I failed.
It is Heart of Glass by Blondie.
Oh! I don't even know who that is.
Wow.
if I heard that actually play, because like it's like she's got like a like the way it's sung, I could almost get myself there, but it wasn't gonna happen.
Yeah, next one.
I suck at trivia, like absolute blow at it.
Too.
Like,
with the lights out, it's less dangerous. Here we are now. Entertain us.
Nirvana. Smells like Teen Spirit.
Yep.
Got it. Never mind. All right. We come from the land of ice and snow, from the midnight sun where the hot springs flow.
Oh, fuck.
I am so bad.
1970.
Oh.
It's in School of Rock, too.
Is it really?
This is probably like. This is. This one, Dio?
Oh.
No.
Barracuda.
Coming from the land with the. Rush.
Oh. What?
Not Rush.
Oh my god.
Hold on.
When he went dun 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 dun, dun, dun. I was thinking like Barracuda.
Barracuda.
Literally Barracuda.
I hate my life right now. I can't think of the song.
The immigration song, Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin. That's what I meant.
Alright guys, if you won't get this next one, I'm gonna be real mad.
Oh boy.
God.
You're really lying so low in the wheats. I bet you're going to ambush me. 1977.
Queen?
Nope. Oh.
Journey?
Nope. You guys have said this band like three times.
Dio?
Nope. What the f- This is Barracuda by
Barracuda?
Heart.
Yeah.
But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. 1969.
Oh my god. I don't listen to any music from like
1969. You're getting back to like, it has to be like either like Sabbath or.
If it helps, yeah. The album is called Tommy.
Oh, it's Listen to Tommy with a candle lit and you'll see your future. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I don't either.
The Who, Pinball Wizard.
That's what it is.
Who?
The Who, yeah.
Who?
You're absolutely correct.
It's the Who.
And the battle has just begun. There's many lost. But tell me, who has won? 1983.
Dio.
Tell you what, if you have an Apple, they'll probably be on your phone.
YouTube.
Band's correct. You know the song?
No, I'm not familiar. I'm not familiar.
Sunday Bloody Sunday.
By who?
YouTube. YouTube. Sunday Bloody Sunday. All right, Sunday.
You guys should get this one. I waited 8 long months. She finally set him free. Is that the first lyric of that song? She waited 8 long months. I should have set her free. And the only one for me. Caught on fire. Whoa, what am I meant to break?
Oh, Paramore.
Misery Business.
Gotcha.
Alrighty.
See,
next.
I have to be listening to the song in order to, like...
I know. I'm trying not to say it as
so
a song.
It's so bizarre. Like, you hear these lyrics so much, and then, like, all of a sudden, as soon as, like, you read them without listening to the song, you just... Mm-hmm. No idea.
They're forming in a straight line. They're going through a tight wind.
Barracuda.
Incorrect. 1976.
Forming in a tight line.
Dio.
Forming in a tight line.
That did help.
Forming in a tight line.
See,
they're going through a tight wind.
I know the song. I know that song.
Well, then spit it out, Christopher.
I don't know the band.
It's a bop.
It is a bop.
It's a Blitzkrieg bop. Blitzkrieg bop.
Blitzkrieg?
By the Ramones.
Oh. Yeah, see, I would never have guessed that. I've heard the song many times.
This is a newer song. We'll see if you guys get this one.
Okay.
All systems go. The sun hasn't died. Deep in my bones, straight from inside. 2012.
A stupid lyric. All systems go.
All systems go. The sun hasn't died.
Dio.
2012.
Barracuda.
I cannot name that tune, Alex.
It's Radioactive by Imagine Dragons.
See, that's the other thing too. Like the way, like you just like when you just like speak.
I know.
Remember we did that spoken word thing. It was like so hard just to not recite the.
If you guys don't get this next one, I'm leaving.
Ooh, home early.
Late night, come home. Work sucks.
I know. It's Blink 182.
What's the song?
First Date. No. Oh. No, not even close. Why can't I think of it?
I was hoping you were just going to say it, because it's all the small things.
There you go.
Yeah, that's it. I was trying to figure it out.
Well, I was trying to talk myself out of saying all the small things. It was like, don't be stupid. Because you're going to say, it's all the small things. It's not all the small things, you big dummy.
Why did I say the first date? What the fuck?
I don't know, bro. I just work here.
That's fair.
This is how an angel dies. Blame it on my own sick pride.
Are you singing or?
Yep. That was the lyric.
This is how an angel died. Blame it on my own sick pride.
I'm trying to keep it in the lyric.
Okay, I know.
Blame it on my own sick pride.
See, I know it too.
There's a decent cover of it from a band. I'll even give you the band that covers the cover.
Okay.
Devil Driver.
Yeah, I have no idea. That.
Oh, it's Sail.
Sail.
Oh.
Don't ask me who originally performed it.
What's up?
I'll be embarrassed.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's
Cold Chamber.
AWOL Nation.
Yeah, I never worked my way back to that either.
Okay, my shadow's the only one that walks beside me. My shadow's the only
one. Green Day.
Song?
Wake Me Up When September Ends.
Incorrect.
No.
Nope.
Wait, hold on a minute.
South American Idiot.
South American Idiot.
What's that song called? It's not Time of Your Life.
Nope. No. Also incorrect.
No.
Wrong album.
What the hell songs around American Idiot? It's like where I stopped listening to the Green Day.
It's like probably the most popular one in all fairness.
It literally is.
I walk a lonely road.
The only one that I am.
Oh, the Boulevard of Broken
Dreams. Yeah, Boulevard of Broken Dreams, yeah.
Duh. Duh, Chris.
Okay. Sometimes I get the feeling she's watching over me. 2006.
That sounds so familiar. Why can't I put a name to the lyrics. Come on. What was it again? Can you read it?
Sometimes I get a feeling she's watching over me.
Dio.
Barracuda.
God, you guys are the worst.
Who's winning?
When she's watching over me.
You guys both lose.
I told you I was going to suck at this, bro.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah. Welcome to the Black Parade.
Welcome to the Black Parade, my camera.
What was the lyrics again?
How come you didn't know this stuff?
Sometimes I feel like it's literally the first lyric when he gets into it.
Yeah. Dude, I was such a My Chemical Romance fan. And other times I feel like I should.
Okay. I'm actually avoiding some of these just so, because some of them are kind of.
Because we're not good at this.
Yeah, we're terrible. High five at being awful.
Yay!
For the sake of argument, I'm winning.
No.
Well, why don't you just risk whatever points you like for Final Jeopardy, asshole?
Criminal Record says I broke in twice. I must have done it half a dozen times.
Half a dozen times.
Criminal Record.
Hold on. What was it?
Criminal Record says I broke in twice.
Can I buy a vowel?
I must have done it half a dozen times. Just take a look at that.
I have no idea.
You're looking at me like I should know.
Photograph by Nickelback.
Oh my god, yeah. No, I stopped listening to Nickelback when I was like 11.
Oh, why?
That's sad.
I don't know.
Why were you listening to Nickelback when you were 11?
Because he's like, he's like 13, bro.
That's a fair question.
Animals.
That's it, guys. That's all I got for you. All
right. So, no winners.
No.
Yeah, we did awful.
I still feel like I would have technically won.
If.
But, good game. Good game.
I'm just going to sit in silence over here.
just be sad?
Just be sad, contemplate my life.
All right, I got a stupid one. Let's all live in the Metallica apartment building.
Is that a thing?
Wait, yeah, check this bad boy out. This thing like lights up. It's got cool like...
lights up like whole building.
Cool like light little things.
Oh, that's actually sick.
There's an apartment building in the city of Mersin, Turkey, that's sporting a giant neon sign of Metallica's logo on its roof. The building isn't some random investment from the Bay Area thrash legends, but instead the work of a 56-year-old Mazba Drav and his construction company, Nirvana Insut. Yes, like the band Nirvana. But why is Metallica's logo visually blaring from the rooftop? Drav simply told VOA Turk in an interview, it's because he's a fan. Which, you know, makes sense. When I started this building, this construction, I planned to give the name Metallica. Why? Because I like this band.
I like this music. Hard rock, speed metal, Megadeth, Death Leopard. Better yet, Drav said he's working on a second apartment building that he's planning on calling Guns N' Roses with the sign out front that says, Welcome to the Jungle. Hell yeah. I mean, who knows what the legal terms of Metallica and Guns N' Roses are going to say have to say about all this, but still, hell yeah.
Dude.
So, I have a couple questions.
Okay, go ahead.
One.
Six. And 11. And no, not here.
Is the sign lit up on the roof?
Yeah, see? Can you see the...
So, think about this one.
It's a neon sign.
And two, how much is rent?
A tribute band to Metallica gets sued by Metallica, but you're going to put an entire hotel in or apartment building?
Wait, the tribute band got sued from Metallica? Really?
Yeah, old school story. Like a Canadian band was like they sued them for like using too much likeness.
The logo. The logo was to the T.
You can get the Metallica font on any computer, but...
interesting.
Yeah. So that's something.
Yeah, but that's like, my phone.
And clearly this person hasn't reached out to any of these bands, and it's just...
No, the article actually basically says who knows what the legal people are going to say, but hell yeah.
All of it. They're going to say all of it.
To be fair...
How much are rooms?
To be fair, it isn't like Turkey or something like this. But this is very foreign.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't look like the nicest place in the world.
No.
Yeah, no, looking at the...
Like in the daylight? Looks way cooler at night with the lights on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
See what time you should be there.
It's basically like Vegas. Like all those buildings that are like made to have the lights on, like during the day, they like, just look stupid.
As soon as night falls...
Like, why does that building have a bunch of tubes on
Sandman.
It?
Stupid.
That would drive me nuts, actually, if my part of the building played Enter Sandman. It's like the one song from Metallica, they should die. Not the one song, but a song from Metallica. They should definitely die.
What's the other? The cover there? What they do?
I saw some news about Metallica.
What's up?
I saw some news about Metallica. I can't remember exactly what it was, but something happened
with
Metallica. Yeah, with Lars.
Oh.
Is he dead?
No. We don't wish death on people.
I'm not asking. I'm just curious.
Bad juju. All right. We'll do some
reactions to reactions and inactions.
Yeah, we had some brave souls send us some music, so we can...
Alrighty.
Start the... What's up? So, today's final. Today's main event. So, we've done in the past, like on our YouTube page, we've had our live reaction reviews and like stuff like that. So, we are going to actually... bring that to the actual podcast episode. Oh, shit.
Are you talking to them or are you talking to me?
No.
Who are you talking to, Marcus?
No.
What is he yelling into the void?
Just no.
Okay. Got it. Yeah, we're going to do some music reviews here, some song reviews. We got a few, 2, 4, 5.
Maybe up to
six?
Five.
Up to five. Yeah,
up to five. We'll see how this goes. So our live reaction review is basically a song that we have never actually heard before. We play it, and you get a completely honest, like, full reaction, not biased opinion of the song.
Yep.
And we had some brave souls actually send us music to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Sure did.
Which we appreciate you all's participations. Who do you have first on your list there?
First on my list, I have one that's called... I mean, I would assume this is Corrosion, but it's spelled Corrozion.
Corrosion?
Yeah, maybe it's French. Oui, oui.
Le Roi Paul.
Oui, oui. Oh, wonka, wonka. The song that we were sent is called Out of Time.
They actually sent me a playlist, so that's one that I picked.
Okay.
It actually had the most plays out of the playlist.
Okay, so we went with the popular opinion.
Yeah, so I figured I would start with the good one. 727 views.
Damn.
Let me see if I can find some info on these nice people. No.
You won't find it there, pal.
Why not?
Can't sit here.
Oh, yeah. So it's Corrosion. We'll do a bunch of linking and whatnot. So obviously check this out. We're gonna play a song right now, and you're gonna hear us talk over it.
Here we go.
Yeah.
It says 5 minutes. 5 minutes, 5 seconds.
A little groovy.
Dark and doomy.
I will stop hitting the table so we can actually hear the song.
The production quality is actually pretty good.
Trapped within four walls, within four walls, within four walls. What could I do?
They sound like someone I think I can't remember.
Out of time, I hold my breath.
Kind
of
like that switch.
It's like... This is like playing that trivia game. I'm gonna try to think of somebody to like compare this to. It's got like that Dream Theater vibe and thing. Like, it's like kind of black and doomy, but it's.
I'm over here watching the video as well.
He's one of the vocalists that like really pronounce the words, which is nice. So you really know what he's saying.
Yeah, exactly. But I really like the way the video looks. Like, there's some really cool shots in there. So is there any harsh vocals in this song?
I don't know.
I'm also kind of hoping for it. Like just some screams.
I'm not getting the sense that there will be.
Like, that's not a problem at all, but it's
like
just something that's digging into my
vocals,
hardcore side.
I get like a tantric vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, it's very good.
I really like the voice.
It looks like he's like wandering around bored in the video. So, I'm out of time, man. I'm out of time. I don't know what I'm doing. What am I doing with my hands?
I really like the tone that they're getting from the guitars in the song.
Is this a breakdown?
Oh.
Might not be a breakdown. I feel like it should be a guitar solo.
I don't know. I feel like it would have started by now.
A climatic drum.
Yeah.
Climb. That's Corrosion out of time.
That's now, crazy. Your song on the computer literally ended exactly the same time.
I think that was the point.
Well, that was completely an accident because I'm just.
Nope, we're professionals. That was absolutely...
Yeah, we know exactly what
we're
doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, that's exactly what we were going for. All right, I'm actually in agreement. I actually thought like the guitar tone, production quality, the voice. I actually really liked the voice. The chorus was like had that hooky feel. It actually had something that you can kind of get into with. Mm-hmm. If I was gonna give it a absolute honest 5 minutes and 5 seconds for the song, is way too long.
Like they, I would have, I mean, he could have shortened that bridge a bit or like a little something like a little bit more dramatic. Cause
it's,
like
it's
it
a
was
very, it's a very, I, and not in a bad way. It's a simple song. I mean, it's,
yeah,
it has the same,
right.
You know what I mean? Like it doesn't go wild, doesn't go out of control.
I was really hoping that there was going to be like some like screaming
some
in there.
Vocals.
Yeah. Some like, some kind of screaming,
well,
like during the breakdown.
I,
but
I would have, I was actually just, I was honestly just hoping like a little bit more of a breakdown, I guess like a breakdown, like something to just kind of break it up.
Yeah.
And again, that's, that would just be my honest feedback. Like it's a good sounding tune. I mean,
right, right, right. What I really
like, you get
like,
that
though,
thing back to like 3.5 minutes. I mean, that's a hit song.
Yeah.
Like, that's,
what I really like though is like how the chorus is like completely like distinct. Like you could tell when the chorus hits.
Yes, I agree with that.
And I actually really like how they transition into the chorus.
Should we rate these? Should we do overall ratings, or should we just beat them up and then let them go on?
No,
their way?
I think the criticism is fine. I don't think we need to rate them because I mean,
smash bananas.
The thing is that they're all different. Maybe all different genres.
Well, I'm not sure.
I don't either.
I have no idea.
But judging by the names, I feel like they're close.
We didn't cheat.
We did not cheat. Even Apple Music fought its way to try to get sound into my ears.
You're like, nope,
and then,
nope.
I will not be.
But no, overall, cool mix of
yeah,
like not power metal by any means,
no,
but like that,
no,
like
no,
that,
no,
that,
definitely
that,
not.
Like, I actually don't mind the clean vocal over like a heavy, like a heavy riff kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah,
I,
if it's
yeah,
not great. It definitely fit for sure.
I have always enjoyed
the
enjoyed
drums
that
were
combo.
Nice. There's some groovy drums in it, which was fun.
It's just the hardcore in me just wanted a little bit.
I want to yell at things.
Just wanted a little bit more. But I'm very happy with like the way it came out. I am very, very pleased with
you
like,
did
the
a good job.
I didn't do it. They did. I'm just happy listening to it.
All right, I'm gonna skip the double one. We'll do the double one last, only because maybe we'll.
Oh no, play one of play. Let's play one of those.
Okay, so I'm gonna have you guys pick. We have.
Hold on, the one that has the featured dude, because the video looked really cool.
Featuring Eric Lugo.
Yeah, that one.
All right, so the next song, the next band we have is called Disologist, which is an interesting name. I'm curious
sounds
if
like
that means something.
Hard.
By the way, we apologize if we butcher your names, guys.
Oh yeah, I'm terrible.
Yeah, we go disology stack poo 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 pee pee.
Poo poo pee pee, got it. So Disologist, the song that we're gonna roll with is called Bleeding Justice, featuring Eric Lugo. Here we go. Alright, now
immediate,
do you like it?
Immediate head banging.
Okay, yeah.
I like it.
Man.
Immediate head bobbing.
Fire! Fire!
You should put that full screen.
They have the same guitar.
Okay. Their guitarist is definitely very talented. Oh, here comes the solo.
There's the solo. I get such huge Angelus Apatrata from this. Like the kind of hardcore vocals, the kind of power metal-y
that's
behind it. Like, totally Angelus Apatrata all day.
I really like the fire in the background. I'm not
that's
gonna
fun.
Lie. That looks really cool.
But we know what the center focus of this group is.
Yeah, so it hasn't shown like the vocalist at all, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, this is a long solo. I like it.
Mexico City, these boys are from.
Okay.
Really like the
Chris, you'd have to tell me. There's probably some mathematical genius to what just happened right there.
Yeah.
Now just bringing it back home.
Yeah, so part of me feels like this song is more based around the guitarist.
That's a good...
Yeah.
Okay. Hear me out. This is featuring somebody, correct?
I imagine it's the guitarist.
That, or it could be the vocalist.
Judging by the video, I'm going to guess the guitarist.
Yeah, that's pretty far away.
I could be wrong. I could totally be wrong. But just it's as what I'm seeing. And the amount of guitar solos.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
Very old school. A thrash.
These guys are definitely really good at playing guitar.
Very talented.
Watching this dude's facial expression on the right, he's just having the time of his life.
Damn it out.
Hell yeah. It's cool that you could like distinctly hear the bass as well.
Yeah, I mean it's not
overall this is like this is a very quality song for sure. It seems like they're having a lot of fun in the I could tell immediately
song.
That the
song
is fun to play.
I feel like that's something you play when you're like driving down the road really fast.
Yeah, 100
like
miles
playing
an hour.
Doom and shit like that. Like.
Yeah.
Something else gonna happen? No.
Okay.
So, I'll start with the positives. I'm not usually a big fan of thrashy music, but that was pretty epic.
Yeah,
that's good.
I thought the vocalist was like very good. Yep. I have one complaint. I feel like the solos are kind of a thing on themselves. I don't feel like they necessarily flow beautifully with the music. Like they're just kind of like their own thing.
Okay. That's fair.
Which I always have fair. A thing with like the
I'm gonna
the
put
solo.
This music in the background because it's the Angela Sapatrata. It's so similar. Not saying that they're copying by any means, but it gives me vibes like this so bad.
Yeah, the solos are very well done. They're very well played. They're very clean. They're very tight. I just like, especially the first one. The first one that they went into after kind of like that chorus, if you will, like was just something different.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like it was just kind of like another tab on the song. It's like, oh hey, look, we got this too. But overall, it was an incredible track.
Yeah, no, that was fun.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. Yeah. And I'm not really a big fan of, like, thrash. I'm more of, like, a deathcore, metalcore guy. But I can totally rock out to that, for sure.
That was a good time. Good job.
Very good job.
Disologist. All right.
We appreciate you.
Next up, we have a band called Catapult with a K. That means it's a German catapult, if I know anything about Ks.
I do.
The song that we have here is called The Hands of the Devil. Probably red, probably warm.
From the album Play Stupid Games, Win Stupid Prizes.
Hey, that's the same as the song. It's a little bit. Popping and locking, baby. I like the highs.
Yeah.
The music video is striking me.
Yeah, I'm over here zoning into it.
They give me like Hail the Yeti vibes a little bit. That's cool.
Oh, what the hell?
What I mean, I'm getting distracted by the music.
Doing
video.
The worm across the floor.
I can't react to this movie while watching this video.
Yeah, the guitar, I get kind of
hey,
like...
Hey, look, you know the drill. Like, comment, subscribe, and share.
Hey, from the guitar, I get almost like Bleed From Within a little bit. Not as technical, but I get like those harmonies and those kind of like accents and stuff like that. I get some of those slides and shit. I like it. I'm into this.
Not gonna lie, the song actually sounds kind of fun.
I can't. I gotta stop looking at that music video.
Is that a tight track?
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Fucking freeze, man.
I can't look at it. I mean, it's distracting.
Getting angry.
Cover the hands of the devil. Watch out.
Okay, he's getting angry.
Oh,
get you.
That was a weird noise. That was interesting.
I love those little, like, sweeping across the strings on the natural harmonics. These
guys are from Switzerland.
Oh, they are.
Okay.
I love the name of the album that this is on. Play Stupid Games, Win Stupid Prizes.
I really wish it, like, showed the rest of the band members in the video. I would have loved...
What's going on?
Yeah, I would have loved to see, like, what they look like. Because I don't know if you guys do the same thing, but, like, in my head, I picture... the rest of the, like, what the bandmates look like, and then, like, when I get curious enough, I usually look at the photos and, like,
and then it's usually nothing of what
exactly
could
exactly
be ever.
Yeah, that was a tight track.
That yeah,
was fun.
No,
that
I
was
really
good.
Liked that.
I mean,
that was a great track.
A little technical. I mean the highs is that weird thing before, like, that kind of, like, breakdowny part. It was like I don't know. That was interesting.
He was getting mad.
He's getting mad. Yeah, I'm telling you, the hands of the devil.
Mad.
No, overall, that was
definitely tight for sure.
You brave
three,
souls.
Three solid.
You brave souls sending us your music.
Oh, no, these guys knew what they were doing. They
yeah,
were fucking around.
We know heavy metal over six pack, those bitches.
No, I have nothing bad to say yet. I've enjoyed all these.
They're going to take our truth. They're
going to take our jobs. All right.
I'm glad we're doing better than what we started. We started rough. Guys, we're in a new space, so we're still, like, working out odds and ends and plugging things in and unplugging things and moving things around. And
I get some fancy new toys, so hopefully this edits better.
Never!
The next one, I'm going to fuck this name up, but it looks like it's Mythoria? Mythoria. Mythoria.
I would say Mythoria, yeah.
The song is called Swallowing Ashes, which sounds terrible, although I've had a few beers where it kind of tastes like that.
That sounds like a great time. What do you mean?
No, it was literally like, it was like a s'mores beer. Me and my brother were drinking it.
Oh, anything? No.
Like I like s'mores. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, no, I like s'mores.
And it was kind of supposed to be like a smoky, like by the fire. But it, like, let's say you had a fire, and then, like, you know, it burned down, and like the ashes, and you just took a handful and just put them in your mouth. Like, that's what it tasted like. It was
like hot and all.
No. It was just tasted like burnt ash.
Hey, that's fun. Defiant came up in the suggested column.
Hey, that isn't band, that by Pralium?
That band's stupid. We're going to talk about that band on this podcast.
That's fair.
All right. You guys ready for
I'm
the
ready.
Next one?
Yeah, I'm ready to swallow some ashes.
Yes, sir.
Swallow some fucking ashes. Let's go.
Give me your cigarettes!
Give me fuel. Give me fire. Give me that. Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, I
dissonance.
Really like that guitar. Yeah, I love the dissonance.
Some Browning vibes?
Oh, that is a
some
low
some Browning
tuning.
Vibes, right?
That is low.
That is low.
It's like C tuning.
Oh, thank you for being good.
Okay.
Gents a little bit there?
Yeah. So I really like the lows.
You can tell that bass is in there.
Yes, and the highs. The highs sound good. Very good.
I like that transition right there. Like with the screaming vocal to the kind of spoken.
Ooh. Okay. Okay.
Kind of pretty.
That's not what I expected.
No.
Come on. Something needs to happen. Die!
As it just like drops. Oh.
Okay.
Whoa.
All right.
We got a story to tell.
This guy can sing.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. I really like the output from like hard.
Yeah.
No,
that was cool.
Gritty.
That was a cool look at it.
Yeah. Gonna make me swallow ashes now?
Still let the fire go.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, the vocals are nice.
Yeah.
Okay,
I really like
it. Yeah,
this.
No,
yeah.
Holy shit, these guys are from Rome, New York.
Cool. Interesting.
The locals.
Yeah.
I was gonna go with like Sweden.
Okay. I really like the chugs underneath the vocals.
Yeah, we didn't go back to the screaming yet.
What is the name of this band again?
Mystoria.
They're definitely going into my Spotify for sure. Giving them a follow.
Uh-oh.
Right now.
This feels like we got some build here.
We got some transition.
Ooh. There it is.
Love it. Let's fucking go. Open up the pit. No, they're added to my Spotify now. More softies.
Transitions are nice, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's the thing?
It's almost a 6-minute song.
I mean, metal songs nowadays are so much like that beginning.
Yeah.
Like the whole time. Like, I like that.
Exactly. I love how it's like broken up. But since he said it's a 6-minute song, Mark, I feel like I could listen to this no problem.
It is enough transition for
exactly.
It's not boring.
Exactly.
Well, it's 3 2-and-a-half-minute songs.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Just jammed into one track.
I like that.
I love how he says a dying song.
Soulful.
Exactly, yeah. This guy knows how to sing for sure. Props to you, guys.
Think we'll get heavy one more time?
So I'm hoping for a breakdown, like a nasty breakdown.
It looks like we might get one.
I like it.
The chorus is cool. I like the chorus. I like the kind of triples and then like the open.
Yeah, definitely. I love that. Stick it. Yeah. Definitely breakdown there. Coming. 100%.
Ooh. There it is.
Oh my god, dude.
Ooh, really, boy.
Oh, I fucking like this. This is so good. I hope you guys know that I'm sitting here with a smile on my face.
He is. Oh, guitar solo too? Sweetie boy.
They did a low and a high there.
Yep.
I love when bands do that.
Wow.
I appreciate the ending too, where it's just like done.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that was an adventure.
Yeah, that was fun.
I absolutely love that.
That was really good.
Hands down.
I know, the gold star, man. Like, that was...
What was the name of that song again?
That song is called Swallowing Ashes.
Swallowing Ashes. Why is Spotify doing this?
Because you have bad internet here, sir. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, that had everything a song for me has. I mean,
so that's not even on their popular list.
It was for me.
It was?
Yeah. That's the wrong band, that's why.
Is it? Sure.
Well, no, yeah. that had the heavy, that had the guitar solos. I love the layering. I love the vocalists is stand like hands down, absolutely fantastic. Sorry, I'm being distracted by everybody.
No, around. You're fine.
I can't multitask for shit. Hey, man.
Pigeon! That was a good time.
Oh, great job, great
absolutely.
Track.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, definitely getting into my Spotify.
It's
for sure.
already in mine.
Yeah, hands down.
You just got all up in the creases.
So they have 29 monthly listeners right now, and then I'm just boosting them up to 30.
Hell yeah! Okay, so our last one here is Truth the Void.
Okay,
that's the band. So the song is called Caged and Abused.
Oh,
like the John McCain Experience.
Sounds like it's gonna be hardcore.
Familiar would say, here we go.
Oh, okay, I'm getting some like death metal vibes.
Slaughter to Prevail. Drummer's feet work, that's good.
Definitely quick. Oh my god. That guitar work is insane. Definitely making me feel caged and abused.
That was cool.
I love those, like...
The little nuances like that,
the,
yeah.
Like the gap with the drummers.
Just the
like,
kicks.
Like,
yeah, the fills are nuts.
So angry.
Not gonna lie, these guitars just make me want a quick guitar. I love that ting ting.
His lows remind me a little of Frenemies, like Dave Puddle's kind of lows.
This might be one of the best patches of music that we've ever been
yeah,
sent
no,
like, for like one of these segments.
Good time.
Yeah, I'm very pleased with all those
guys.
In full disclosure, people, we did full out. We did not preview any of these before we put them on. Which we have done in the past, just to make sure that we don't destroy people.
Well, we got a solo going. So, hear me out. I really like this track, but I feel like the vocalists are just a little too quiet.
A little bit.
Just a little.
It might just be his vocal range for this.
Very well could be, yeah. But
I think the level's good. Personally.
Blast beats for days.
Fucking drummer ran a few laps for this song.
Yeah, no, my feet hurt just fucking listening.
I wonder if all their songs are like this. If so, playing this set is gonna be insane.
People just have it. Look at Lorna Short.
Yeah. Oh yeah. This band is definitely talented for sure.
Yeah, they're
especially
fast
with like the guitar work, the drums, the vocals.
That Jesus. Was fast as fuck, boy.
Yes. Holy hell.
That didn't stop.
He strikes me as like one of those drummers, like our buddy Pete Williams.
Yeah, it was
where he just goes and everybody follows him no matter what.
Yeah. Because if anyone else slows down, they ain't catching back up.
Like,
yeah,
he's not fair. Listening for guitar cues and whatnot. Like, he's just playing.
Yeah, he's just going.
Like, you follow me, motherfucker.
Wow. That was insane.
Very thrashy. Death metal-y a little bit.
I actually enjoyed the tone of the vocal. That's good. That's a gorgeous scream.
Wow. That was very solid.
Those
for
are
sure.
all fun.
Are we down to the double?
No, we did one of the doubles. Do we want to do the last one? We get time.
I mean, I feel like we're hitting one out of the park here, so we can't.
Yeah, we might as fuck it, right?
We can't just keep it. So what? One band sent us two.
Yeah, Discologist.
So without featuring Eric Lugo, we're going to
Yeah, this is without.
This will be a Borrowed Earth. Yep.
Okay.
So we have Discologist. The song is called Borrowed Earth.
Borrowed Earth.
So bonus tracks.
Bonus tracks. I'm to be confused with boner tracks.
Here we go.
Oh. I like the sound of the fire.
Wait for it.
Hold on.
I can't. It's playing.
No.
That sounds like two songs.
Sounds a little like it's got the Azalea Dang Brides.
Black Veil Brides.
Yep. Okay.
Knives and Pens. It sounds,
yeah,
okay. Sounds like Knives and Pens. And a song by Avenged Sevenfold.
Okay, yeah.
I forgot the name.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like they're playing in 4/4.
No.
It's definitely not 4/4.
No,
I want to say like 3/4?
Maybe.
If I'm not mistaken, I really hope I'm not wrong.
Something
feel like,
else like it's just,
I feel like that solo is quiet. Especially like the rhythm guitar is like well overpowered.
I think it's hard when you have a solo over like a prominent riff like that.
Yeah.
Because you have two.
Wait.
That's better.
That was nice.
Because you have openings behind it.
That was nice. That was nice. That was a nice transition.
Their guitarists are definitely very talented for sure. I go back on
it. I hate being that guy. I just didn't like the first half of that solo.
But then they had opens behind
the
it.
The second half of that solo like fit much better than like what was. I just don't like when the solo is like its own thing. Right. Yeah, no, so approximately like 3 minutes into the 6 minute one, like this thing just keeps going.
Oh yeah.
And then this happens. Oh, do it.
I really like that.
Do
guitar.
It, Daddy.
Go building.
Yeah, a little slower, but a little slow build.
Please do some screams.
I feel like another guitar solo is coming.
Nope. So I really like how the lead and the rhythm are basically like harmonized.
Yep. The vocalists remind me a lot of.
Do I know him?
Do you know him? Ah, maybe.
Who is Solo?
Diecast. Vocals remind me of Diecast.
I can hear that, yeah. Those drums flow pretty well.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Like, I love the fast triplets in there.
His kicks are tight. This one's fine, again, because you have opens behind it.
Gotta do the horse.
Nay.
The horse. Go away there.
That's cool.
That is. It's definitely tapping.
Oh. Back to the verse.
These are like those songs that they tell like little stories like with their little guitar riffs.
Oh yeah, definitely.
This is a song you play fucking Skyrim to.
Run it down the...
I do like that.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Yep.
I always want more. I want like a little bit more.
The lyric video is actually pretty cool too.
I like maple syrup on my $100 bills.
Mm.
Yeah.
We're gonna use spaghetti.
That's the way I like to eat my money too. I don't want to die.
Tell me what to do. Is it? Is this game?
Okay.
Not bad.
Yeah,
okay.
That wasn't bad at
that
all.
That was, I feel, more song than the other one. I mean, the other one was obviously a lot more, like, guitar-oriented. I mean, yeah, so was a short, but this has more song than I feel the other
right,
one.
Right, yeah.
Overall, it had a good flow. I like that, like, it kept energy, like, throughout the whole thing. And,
yeah,
like,
definitely.
Like the subtle, like the little change ups with like the guitar rhythm and the harmonizing and the doing the pretty pretties and the
yeah.
I'm a big fan of the pretty pretties.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big fan of harmonizing.
I just have a hard time. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I love you. You guys are very talented dudes. It's just that first solo. It's just like it started. It was just like its own thing, and then it finally like kind of blended in with the rest of the song.
Well, it's like I said, like when you have the prominent riff behind a solo, it gets confusing because one's trying to do one thing, one's trying to do the other.
Right.
Usually when you're solos, you want to either have opens or something just so, because you got to let the solo do its thing. It's
I
like,
got you.
I mean,
I
coming from
it's
a drumming just... side too, like if there's a solo, the drummer shouldn't be going fucking nuts.
Right.
Like, he needs to come and just kind of like let the song flow so that way that solo pops out.
Yeah, you know, that makes complete sense.
All right, so you guys are going to start a bad trend because this was actually a pretty fun episode. Like, we have you guys send us music, we throw it online, and then we just kind of, like, talk trash about it, like, all the way through. And
unfortunately,
then...
I mean, there was no trash in this one. I think
yeah, oh, I'm being very solid. Sarcastic. Like, this is, that might have been six of the best tracks that have ever been sent to us in, like, one, like, little cluster. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. The live reaction reviews, sometimes we'll take a quick sneak peek just to make sure we're not going to murder anybody.
Right, of course.
I don't want to give our trade secrets. It's like, is that why you didn't review my song? It's like, no. We get a lot of submissions too, and like we're just bad time managers. But
yeah, well, that's something else.
But we didn't cheat at all on this one. Like,
no,
we
was straight
sucked
in.
These things right off of like one laptop, toss them over to another laptop, and yeah. Popped them right into the episode, pretty and much. Off we go. That was friggin' phenomenal. Like that, yeah. that was some great stuff. And
absolutely.
I will link the hell out of all of this stuff because we did a bad job kind of doing like the full biographies and like all that. But just check the page notes or check our Facebook page and Instagram. Like when we put the episode up, we'll make sure these guys are linked up real super duper.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously, as you guys listen to these, I mean, you know, follow, share the whole nine yards, support these guys.
Oh yeah, definitely.
They're doing some good things.
Like, share, listen, repeat.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They all sound great.
Christopher Cleveland, thanks for joining us today, pal.
Thank you for having me.
What do you do of note? Anything good?
Not really.
He's on the side. He's our guitarist for Prelium. He's just being a dick.
Yeah.
But
that's the beer review.
Shut up. Yeah, I don't even have to try to do the Dave thing, right? Because we have like the Dave thing recorded.
Yeah, I mean, it's at the beginning.
At the beginning?
I mean, technically, yes. I have the Dave thing recorded.
Well, that's it for us kids. So we, you're one star.
Do you want me to put him in? I'll put him in. Click. Trying.
Well, that's it for us kids. We are Heavy Metal Over Six Pack, the only place for local, national, international rock, metal, beer reviews, and blowing your pants on.
There you go. You're welcome.
Thanks, buddy.
I love you all.
All right, guys. Good talk. We'll see you. We'll see you all next time.
Adios, amigos. Hasta luego.
Good job, Vance.
See you next year.
Thank you for tuning in to another exciting episode of Heavy Metal Over a Six Pack Podcast. Marcus, Dave, and Anthony signing off. Check out the podcast at HMOA6PACK.podomatic.net. Email HMOA6PACK@gmail.com. Like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.